All we do is talk in the dirty dollhouse. Yeah, all we do is talk in Kev's dirty dollhouse. I didn't kiss your girl. Oh no, and I didn't kiss your boy. All we did was talk, and when we had sex, only I made noise. I was crying because the love that we made was so sweet.
Hello, all you dirty pups and wild dogs. It is your boy Kev, aka the Dirty Dog, and welcome to the Dirty Doghouse. Got some fun stuff going on this episode. I think this is episode 5. Hope the quarantines and stay at homes and garden gnomes. Hope you're all doing all right, doing fine out there. We're going to take a couple calls. Got a couple texts as well that we'll be discussing. And once again, if you want to call into the hotline, it goes straight to a voicemail. You can leave a message. If you have a question for me or just something you want to talk about, maybe you're going through something, want some advice, doesn't matter. Anything you want, call in. 419-528-8679. And you can text that number also, maybe if you're a little bit shy. I'm a little gun shy in the bedroom. Anyways, we're going to be getting into some of those calls later. Got some fun topics to talk about as well. This has been a lot of fun. So thank you everyone that keeps listening and sending me some messages about it. If there's a way you think we can make the show better, let me know, because that would be awesome to hear as well. Want this to be fun for everyone. So before we get into the calls and stuff, I do want to ask people, if you grew up, either went to school, or there's just a kid in your neighborhood, someone you remember that was unique, or you just have some funny stories about, call in and tell me about them. I'll play them next week if we get any, because I'm going to be talking about a couple guys that I grew up with that were kind of fun. The first one is this guy named Jeremy. This dude was pretty cool. He would, this is back in like 7th grade, I think, he would fucking smoke pretzels. Like, take pretzels and smoke them like cigars. So that's fucking cool, man. And then also, this is also in 7th grade. I'd be like, oh, hey, Jeremy, how's your weekend, man? He's like, oh, it was pretty good. Went over to my sister's house. She had some friends over, and I was like titty fucking them and stuff. I'm like, oh, nice, man. I had no idea at all what that was, being in 7th grade. And he's like, yeah, man, it's pretty cool, man, going over to my sister's house. She always has friends over. I usually end up titty fucking them. And I was like, man, I got to get in on this. I have to get in on this. And he's like, yeah, if you ever want to come over on weekend sometime or something, I'm sure you could probably end up titty fucking him too. And I'm like, yeah, dude, maybe if you got nothing going on this weekend or next weekend, let me know. I'll fucking come over and we'll go titty fuck some chicks, dude. Oh, that was the end of pretty much our friendship. Yeah, that never happened. Never got to go over there and witness anything. Honestly, I would have been happy even if I didn't get to do it. I would have been happy just watching him do it. If he was smoking a pretzel while fucking doing it, that would have been even better. That would have been awesome. So wherever you are, Jeremy, hope you're doing well. Hopefully you're titty fucking some girls and smoking cigars, pretzel cigars, that is, of course. Don't be smoking real cigars, Jeremy. That's not the Jeremy I know. Oh, this other dude I want to talk about. His name was Tommy, all right? Cracker Crumb Tommy, as he would be known to everyone in our school. My first memory of Tommy was in second or third grade. I was at the water fountain, and he came up to me, and he said, I just heard you say a curse word. I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, I was just drinking water. I was like, I didn't say any curse words. He's like, yeah, you did. And if you don't give me your pencil, I'm going to tell the teacher on you. I was like, what the fuck, man? I mean, obviously, I didn't say that. But so I gave him the pencil because I didn't want to get in trouble for something I didn't do. But yeah, so that's a fucking scumbag kid I'm talking about. He looks 100% like Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. Like, not exaggerating, looks 100% like him, except his mouth is a little weirder because he was playing football, like, at night in third grade, and when he was running in the yard, he ran into a clothesline. It caught him in the mouth. Yeah, he was running full blast and caught a clothesline in the mouth. That's what you get, bitch, for taking my pencil. Karma. But anyways, he would always eat crackers in class, so it would be like dead silence, and you'd hear some crunching in the back of the room, and there was Tommy, Cracker Crumb Tommy in the back, just eating these fucking crackers, And this was probably in fifth grade, and we had to clean out our desks, and he had like 150 wrappers of crackers in there. And they're not even just like the little square crackers that you get at school lunches, like if you have chili day. Good thing it wasn't hot chili day today. But he had like the big rolls, like the big cracker roll wrappers. Yeah, he'd have multiples of those in there. Also, I do kind of feel bad for him. In fourth grade, when we had show and tell day, mine was Ken Griffey Jr. cards because I loved Ken Griffey Jr. He was my favorite baseball player. Best swing in baseball of all time. Also, one time I went to an Indians game when the Indians were playing the Seattle Mariners. This would have been in the mid to late 90s. So back when we had our fucking awesome team, we had like Lofton, Vizquel, Jim Thome. I could go on for days about this sweet team. How this team didn't win everything. Jose Mesa. Yeah, it sucks. But anyways, I remember we were sitting right behind left or right field. I can't remember where Griffey played. I want to say right field, but I'm not. I can't remember. And this dude was heckling him. This fat guy in the stands was heckling him. And so Ken Griffey Jr. looked back at him and act like he was about to eat like a chicken leg. And then he smacked his hand out of the way and then like waved his finger like quit eating. So that was pretty funny because the dude was just this big fat asshole. But anyways, it was show and tell day. And I brought in my Ken Griffey Jr. cards, and he's sitting next to me. On his desk are three rocks. Yeah, three fucking rocks. And you had to give like a presentation about them. And his was like, yeah, I had Micah in my driveway, and I didn't even know it. You fucking Micah, you piece of shit. Who gives a fuck about Micah? No one cares about those stupid ass rocks. I'm going to Google Micah rocks right now. See if anything shows up. Let's see. Micah rocks. Yeah, right here. Why would you look that up, you idiot? That's what it said to me. That's what Google said. These ones look cool. These rocks he brought in weren't Micah because these ones kind of look a little neat. I kind of like that guy. He just brought in regular, like, shitty gravel and thought, like, that was a show and tell. Granted, he was also super poor, so this also is starting to make sense, but he was an asshole. And moving on up now to seventh grade. In choir, the way our school did it, which I don't know if it's how every school does it, but they split the choir up so they have all the boys at a certain time, then all the girls at another time, which is just a fucking recipe for disaster. So all the guys, we get to the music room, and we have about 5 minutes alone before the teacher gets there, before the choir teacher gets there. And in the back of the room are all the band instruments. So there's like a line of tubas and shit. So we do what every teenage boy would do. We all immediately ball up papers and we start playing fucking slam dunk contest and dunking balls of papers into the tubas and shit. And playing one-on-one, two-on-two, fucking launching threes. We fill these things up with paper every day. So that was one of the greatest moments of my life was slam dunking those paper balls into that tuba, baby. And whenever we would sing in this class, we had this one song that was like a combination of a bunch of songs, and in the middle of it was the Addams Family. So it would go dun-dun-dun-dun, and then do the click or the snaps, but the entire class would go dun-dun-dun-dun, cracker dun-dun-dun-dun, crumb Tommy dun-dun-dun-dun, cracker crumb Tommy. And that is kind of mean thinking about it, but it brought us lots of joy. And yeah, I don't regret it at all. The kid was an asshole. Also, this choir teacher, one day someone flipped her off, and we were all like, oh, like how that's allowed? You can't do that. And the choir teacher was like, oh, I don't care. It's just a finger. It doesn't bother me at all. And so the entire class flipped her off, and then she cried. So that is something we do feel bad about. And this choir teacher looks sort of like Jay Leno, like had Jay Leno hair. But also, what's that dude's name from Big Bad Beetleborgs? It kind of resembled that guy a little bit, too. Let me look him up real quick. What is his name? It's like Flabber. Does that sound right? Flabber? Yeah, it is. Flabber. So she kind of looked like Flabber from Big Bad Beetleborgs, which is an awesome fucking show, by the way. I'm just going to play part of the theme song right here because it's absolutely batshit. Doesn't make any sense. So enjoy that. Three typical average kids inside a haunted mansion. Just by chance, free to ghost who made them Beetleborgs. Big bad Beetleborgs. Big bad Beetleborgs. Hey, look now, they're superheroes armed with superpowers. So I mentioned it on the episode we just recorded for the Brothers Commonplace, but I work with this guy, or I did, who lied about having the coronavirus. Like, he's been gone for a couple weeks, but he's like, yeah, my girlfriend works with someone that has it, so we don't know if she has it or not, so we both got tested. And then he was gone for like 2 weeks. We're like, yeah, so like, you find out the results of the test or anything? He's like, man, every time I try to go find out, they're closed. For like 2 weeks. He's like, yeah, man, they gave me the test, but they won't tell me the results. So I keep going back in. They're closed. It's like, dude, shut up, man. So yeah, he got fired. But one thing about him that I do respect is he looks like Dave Grohl. Like, he's got the Dave Grohl teeth. He's got like the long hair. Like, he looks like long hair goatee Dave Grohl. Then all of a sudden, one day, for no reason, like a couple days before he was gone, he came in with just a yellow bowl cut, like a blonde bowl cut. Like, that's what he chose. He chose to do that. So I kind of respect him for that. Hashtag wild man. That was a pretty cool move. Also, I used to work with this dude I don't want to say his name, but he murdered somebody. Like, he only got 15 years for it. I don't remember why, but he like choked out his landlord or something and like killed him. It was like a super old dude that he killed. Yeah, I trained that dude, or kind of like showed him around for like a couple of weeks to show him like how stuff was done here. And he ended up getting fired because he got busted for having, I think he had coke. He had cocaine on him, maybe. I don't remember, but he ended up getting in trouble for that. But I found his Twitter, and it's pretty good. So he was in jail for like 15 years, and then he gets out. He's like, hey, I'm starting a GoFundMe to help get me a reliable vehicle so I can find employment, which, I mean, I get, but he has zero followers. So, like, he's just saying this shit to the void. And then, like, a couple days later, he's, like, getting upset. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty upset. No one's donated to my GoFundMe. This will be the last day I have this up. He's like, if you guys don't help me, then all hope for getting a car is gone. And there's fucking no one that's following him. Every now and then, he'll just randomly reply to somebody. Here, what's a good one? Yeah, so this was back in 2018. Where this person is like, man, it'd be great if everyone could just stop talking about the royal wedding and how they're both living a fairy tale happily ever after, and going on about that. And he's like, I agree 100%. Who really cares? Not me. I don't know why it's funny. This dude's just like a super big hillbilly guy. Like, he looks like a Deliverance hillbilly 100%. But actually, I like the dude. I mean, he was a funny dude. He's real goofy. They never told me that he murdered somebody. Which, I mean, I don't know. I guess they don't have to tell me that. But I worked alone with this guy for a couple weeks, and I can't really fight, but I probably could have taken this dude. I mean, he's got experience murdering, but I probably could have taken him. Would have chopped him in the fucking gullet. I probably would. That'd probably be the only way I could win a fight is if I very luckily threw in like a great karate chop to his neck, or I just kick him in the dick as hard as I can and run and blow my rape whistle. Because I do carry one of those just in case I get beat up again. But mine is not really like a real rape whistle. It's one of those wooden train whistles that my father made for me. He carved it out of wood, out of a tree. So, but anyways, let's see what we got here. Should I go on to the calls now? We're about 10, 12 minutes in. I know I play a lot of random songs on here, but I do want to throw in one last song. It's only a minute long, and I used to have a Vanilla Ice tape. And this song on there used to scare the fuck out of me as a kid. Like, I couldn't listen to it. Because one time I fell asleep with headphones on and woke up and it was on and it scared the shit out of me. It kind of reminds me of E.T. a little bit, but it's real scary. It's called Havin' a Roni by Vanilla Ice. So we're going to play that right here and just enjoy it. I like this part. See, it starts off okay. It starts off like nothing's wrong, and then shit hits the fucking fan.
Oh, yeah. What it's like having a roni. What it's like having a roni.
You're probably thinking, what's scary about it, Kev? Only you would be scared of this. Oh, really? If you don't get fucking scared, let me know. Oh, Not scared yet? That's fine. That's preschool stuff right there. We're about to crank that shit up right here. Now imagine you're like 7 years old and you wake up to that. Scary as shit.
Oh yeah.
VIP in full effect. That was V to the E Extreme Vanilla Ice. Still kicking, still living, still rocking and rapping and doing other shit, I guess. I think he has some TV shows. But alrighty, let's get into some voicemails now. And then after that, when we do our outro, we're going to be playing a song by our boy Zed. And it's pretty awesome. You're really going to like it, I think. And if anyone else listening, if you make music, doesn't matter what kind, send it in to me and I'll play it in the outro because I really like playing listeners' music. It's a lot of fun for me and it shows me new stuff and I love finding new music. But all right, so we'll get to the calls now. Once again, that phone number, 419-528-8679. You can call or you can text. I'm really looking for stories about people you went to school with or knew growing up. I think that would be a lot of fun to talk about. But anything you want to call in to discuss or tell me or ask me, want some advice, whatever you want, call in, leave a voicemail, or text it. So, okay. So first, we're going to talk about a text message right here. This came in. And it said, "Hey, Dirty Dog, why is no one even mentioning that Trump-sized explosion from a Maine paper mill? Shite has video. This happened last week. What the fuck, yo? Hashtag wildman, Jay Field from Jaffrey." I hope I pronounced that right. And I had never heard about this, to be honest. I think that because of this quarantine and a lot of people being stuck at home, just no one gives a shit about the news right now, I feel. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but I haven't followed anything in the news. I mean, my schedule hasn't changed at all. I've still been working this whole time. But yeah, this is pretty crazy. I watched a video of it. This plant, this paper mill in Jay, Maine, just fucking explodes. And there is like wood, water, this black liquor looking shit flying all over the place, and it looks like there's a massive damage done. It's a huge explosion, but thankfully somehow there was no serious like injuries. There were tons of damage, of course, because it blew up, but a bunch of the mill workers, they rushed around to shut down all the valves so it didn't get any worse. Otherwise there would have been a lot more. The whole fucking place would have blown up. And I think I read there was like over 100 workers there at the time. Right here. A total of 500 people work at the mill, but there were about 165 there at the time of the explosion. Man, it's fucking nuts. If you watch the video, the fact that no one died or there was no serious injury, that's insane. I don't know if they know what the cause is yet. This is an article I'm reading from April 17th on WMTW 8 ABC. So I don't know. I haven't heard what the latest is on this, but holy shit, it's pretty nuts. But yeah, thankfully no one was hurt on that. And thank you for sending that text in, because I would have never heard about this. Would have had no idea. Our second text that we got, I don't even know how to talk about this. It's from our boy Tim in Grand Rapids. You're going to hear a voicemail from him in a minute. But it's just, it's a super long fucking photo, okay, of, I think it's some sort of like power, some tower. I really don't know exactly what it is. It's hard to tell on my phone. And then you scroll for like 10 minutes. And then once you get to the very bottom, it's this naked dude. He just has like his dick and balls out. And there's a power drill in his ass. And the dude sort of looks like my friend's dad, so that's pretty good. So thank you, Tim, for sending that. I needed that laugh. I almost recorded this episode on Thursday, which would have meant that I would have had zero calls, just one of the texts. So thank you for sending these in before I recorded. That was super awesome. So okay, here we go. Now on to the voicemails.
Hey Kev, it's Sean Barletta.
Oh yeah, our boy Sean
from Michigan here.
From Michigan,
this shitty school. here, big old Michigan State fan. I know you guys are big Buckeye fans.
OH.
So just was calling in because I was listening to, E2 Stories Dodge Omni and Television Hands.
Oh my gosh!
I had to call in and give a little movie scenario about you know, reaching your hands in, like a VR type shit.
Hell yeah, let's hear it, brother.
And I'm just thinking, like, in The Dark Knight Rises, when Bane gets first shown, I reach my hands in and I pull his mask and just let it go and just smacks on his face really hard.
Fuck then, yeah, dude, right away.
In Joe Dirt, oh. I just pull out my scissors and cut off his mullet right in the beginning of the movie. And then also in Joe Dirt, when he's eating off the meteor, I grab my McDonald's and start eating off the meteor as well.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then
hopefully it's a McRib.
Shit, I mean, we could keep going on and on, but I think that's so funny. It's such a good idea. But either way, Kev, love what you guys are doing. Tell Tim and Andrew, Tooth, freaking Spence, Siege.
Oh yeah.
All the boys. Anyone I'm forgetting. Let them know what's up. Let them know. Love them. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Guess I'll hear the next podcast. See you on the podcast. Hashtag Wildman, baby.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Hashtag Wildman, baby. Dude, thanks, Sean. Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call. That was a good one, man. I love when people take our skits or our stupid game ideas or like our intros and stuff, television hands, and they do their own. Man, I love that. This shit always cracks me up. But yeah, this is a good one, man. This is awesome. I'll tell all the boys you said hey. I like that you mentioned Siege. You threw Siege in there. That's old school. A lot of people don't realize that when we first did this podcast back in 2015, before it was Comedy and Crime, it was just a comedy one. It was me, Tim, Spence, and Siege. There is no two for Andrew on it. I mean, they became guests on it, but yeah, it was just us four. And we talked about a lot of random shit. Sometimes I throw in some old clips on the show. But yeah, that was an awesome call, man. I love that shit. The Joe Dirt meteorite was probably my favorite one, dude. He just reached in and started dipping the fries on the ketchup and shit. Good stuff, man. Hashtag wild, man, brother. Alrighty, now we're going to take our last voicemail right here, and let's see. I know it's our boy Tim from Grand Rapids. Let's see what our boy has to say.
Kevin. Hey, yo. Tim from Grand Rapids. I hope you enjoy your 2-inch wiener.
Yes, I do.
That you guys next once a week. this week, the question is, I need to know, what kind of car do you drive? My guess is it's either a Honda Civic. Yeah, I went there. Or like a 77 Caprice Classic or Impala, something that's like 50 feet long. Let me know. Hashtag Wildman. Unless it's a Honda, then no.
Hashtag Wildman, brother. Cruising down the street in my Impala. What song was that? I mean, not the obvious one. This was the Asian dude singing it. I think it was Tie My Shoe. Let me find that real quick. And... well, no, fuck it. We'll take this call. Tim's more important than that. So, Tim, thank you for the text. That picture was hilarious. I loved it. Thank you for calling in last week. That was a great question about whether I wanted to have a 2-inch winner. 2-inch winner. Well, it wouldn't be in that case. 2-inch wiener and bang once a week, or have like a massive fucking sledgehammer dong but only get laid 5 times a year. I went with the 2-inch banging once a week because, you know, it's still an upgrade in my eyes. Still upgrading from what your boy has. Just got the standard, like in a video game when you have the shitty starting equipment. I kind of been stuck with that my whole life. Now, what do I drive? I used to have an S10, and I drove that for a while. And then I went to a Ford Focus because that was a cheap car, and you get like 1,000 miles a gallon on that bitch. And I had about 500 recalls on it that have gotten fixed. I've had the transmission cut out of me many times. I'd just be driving down the road and it just fucking stalls. But it's, you know, it got me to Florida and back and it was all right. It wasn't too bad. But currently, I just picked up a Toyota RAV4 since I have a family. Got some little kids now, some little asshole goblin kids got to ride around the back. And I can't do that in the Focus anymore. But I do miss having a truck. Definitely miss having a truck. The only thing that sucks about having a truck, though, is everyone you know that moves wants you to help them out. Me and Tim helped my buddy move once, our friend, and he's like, man, if you guys can help me move, I'll give you each $40. We're like, well, fuck it. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll help him out. And it sucked. It sucked doing it because I've helped this guy move like 3 or 4 times now. So we help him move. We're driving back and forth all day in my truck, just delivering all his shit. And then when we're done, he gives us $20 to split. And then we each get a cheeseburger from Burger King. So that was the last time I ever helped anyone move. And when we just stood there in silence. Like, he gave us the money, the cheeseburger. We just took it in silence. We went in my truck to leave, me and Tim. Didn't say a single word. We drove for about 5 minutes. And then we're just like, what the fuck just happened, dude? How did we do that? How did we do that? Like, we just let ourselves get swindled. But it was a good time. Good time. So, alrighty, let me play that little bit of that song real quick. Hopefully people like when I put these audio clips in. If you absolutely hate it, let me know and I'll quit doing it. But I got that song in my head. I got to figure out what it is. I think it's Tie My Shoe.
Check it out, though. I was cruising down the street in my Impala.
There we go. We used to listen to this shit all the time when we were younger. So, yeah, I cut out the rest of that song, but there is a part in it I really do like, and we're going to hear it right here.
I wish today was Sunday, so I can get a cheeseburger for 39 cents at McDonald's, baby. And I wish it was Wednesday, so I can get a hamburger for 29 cents at McDonald's, baby.
So, yeah, that was fun. But alrighty, before we shut this down, there are a couple more things I want to talk about. Back to the choir story. This choir room was in the basement of the middle school, and there was like a back entrance, but the door was blocked. However, that's where the teacher's office was, like the flabber Jay Leno looking character from Beetleborgs. And me and like JP would do it. I think Toof would do it sometimes too. Just randomly throughout the day when you're in class, you'd say you have to go to the bathroom because there's a restroom right by there. So you go to use the restroom, do your normal business. Maybe you take a piss, maybe you take a shit. I've never taken a shit at school ever in my entire career at school, my entire life. Never took a shit there because you can't trust anyone. You cannot trust anyone. Once you take a shit in school, everyone knows. We had this one fat kid who looked like a gopher, and his nickname went from Gopher Boy to the Mad Shitter because he would shit so big. This was in high school. He would take these dumps that were so big that they looked like shot puts, and they were unflushable. No one could flush them. So they would always have to get a janitor to come out with a stick and break them up in order to flush them. So at lunchtime, whenever we saw him go in there and he comes out, all the guys would rush to the fucking bathroom to go look at it. Our friend Carl put a flag in it once that said property of the mad shitter. So yeah. Anyways, back to the choir story, because her office was in the basement. You would go get a hall pass, go to the bathroom, and then before going back to your class, you go up to that door and you go, "Hey, fuck you, you old bitch." You'd always yell shit at her, "You old raggedy bitch," because she couldn't get out of the office in time to see who it was, and that door was blocked. So you could hear through it, but that was it. So we would always yell that shit, "Go fuck yourself, you old Jay Leno looking bitch." But she wasn't even a bitch. She was a nice lady, but it was just fun to yell that. So alrighty, so one more thing I want to mention. There's a website that sells soap called Eden Shower. Now, they are not a sponsor or anything like that, but my friend Allison, who called in on one of the first episodes, who had a question, had a call. This is a store that she runs, and she sells soap on there, and that's where I get my soap. They got a lot of cool soaps on there. The one I get is like this Irish soap, and it has like Guinness in it, but it smells good. It fucking works great. So if you guys want to order soap, you can do some online orders at edenshower.com. That is EDENSSHOWER.com. And if you order off there, let them know that I sent you. And now, to close the episode out, we have a song here from our boy Zed Christopher from Brooklyn, New York. And this is, he had sent us a really awesome email, and it was very cool, and this song is great. So hopefully you guys enjoy it as much as I do, because I love it. And if you do enjoy it, go on his website. I think it's, let me find it. It's on DistroKid. Look up Zed Christopher on there. The song is called Giants in Our Eyes. So thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by the Dirty Dog House. I love you all. Hashtag Wildman. Hashtag Dirty Dog. I like cookies. I want cookies. I'm eating better, guys. And I want cookies so bad. Been doing intermittent fasting. I only eat between 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. right now. I've been doing it for 2 weeks, down 5, 6, 7 pounds or so. And I just want to go to Melt Bar and Grill in Cleveland and eat the TMNT Cowabunga Melt. It's got fucking pizza rolls on a grilled cheese, and I want it so fucking bad. But enjoy the song while I think of that.
Feels like flying with my feet both on the ground. It's a bird's eye view I can get used to. I can get used to.